May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for May 11th, 2019. And the cosmic weather is really quite phenomenal today. I would spend more time explaining the quantum field astrology as affects mass psychology, but I'll spare you the details because I've got three compendiums to cover since my last show. And the compendium of videos and articles that I just published today will be linked in the show notes of the podcast and is titled Reality Report, Urgent Alert, World War III False Flag. And as you may know, the saber-rattling of World War III is intensifying with the U.S. Strike Force having deployed to Iran. It's not being reported much in the mainstream media. The reason is that because Western banking is tanking and war is the cover story. There's quite a story here. I'm going to be going into that a little bit. The reason this is all going on is because global economic reset is imminent for reorganizing the worldwide power structure. This has been going on behind the scenes. It's been popping out a lot on the alternative media, the deep state. Controlled mainstream media, of course, is not reporting this. And what's happened is the deep state has kind of hit the wall of the high state because 5D is surging and 3D is purging. In other words, there's a major systemic shift in consciousness going on. And there are new models for culturing social conscience that are emerging to grease the skids of the big shift. Now, this is the big news that you won't find in lamestream media. Conscious evolution is the last thing you'll hear about in the dumbed-down propaganda press. But there is a global mass awakening process going on, folks. A 5D high state of conscientious common sense is matriculating the matrix of the 3D deep state. I mean, this goes with the territory. The Aquarian dispensation of freedom and love is beginning to kick in. And call it a quantum shift in the unified field or a paradigm shift of mass enlightenment. Both are being directly related to the big shift that's going on now. People are waking up, wising up, rising up. And there's a new common sense of ourselves as the family of mankind in a global village that is emerging. And I mean, in principle, we're all connected as sovereign netizens in our instant, everywhere, and interactive global social networks. But in practice, the 3D matrix of compartmentalized egomania with racism, sexism, nationalism, all these isms keeps us divided with identity politics that are more about our differences rather than unity in our diversity. So this is now going on in all our social, political, and economic institutions. But no one in the fake stream media can discuss this or they'll lose their job, which is to hold the line of defense of the status quo in a world that is going nonlinear with a spherical global consciousness of how we are all in this together. So I may be like a voice crying in the wilderness of worldly conventional thinking, but hey, someone had to do it. I mean, we can't drive into the future with eyes glued to the rearview mirror forever. I mean, big changes are coming with a big curve in the road ahead, and either we steer in the right direction or civilization as we know it is going to crack up. So this brings me to the article I published a week ago called Game Over, Deep State Loses, High State Wins. This article has five videos that explain both the crisis and the opportunity with global transformation now. And if you want to understand what the deep state is and why it is now decentralizing and disintegrating and how a high state is integrating, you may find this article interesting with something of value for a wide spectrum of viewpoints, some of which I admit are extremely controversial. So you can follow along with this article, which is linked in the show notes, and you can always pause the podcast to watch the videos. I'm going to be going into an article I did here back on May 1st, and then this is before I go into today's urgent alert, which I mentioned previously, regarding the World War III false flag. I'd like to go first through a positive vision for the future of humanity that I published on May 1st. So this article begins, and this is kind of the keynote. I'd like to hold the vision of a positive future for humanity. And so I'm going to go through this first before I reference this World War III false flag, because there is opposition to a positive vision for the future of humanity. And, I mean, I wasn't expecting to write this article on this urgent alert, you know, this false flag thing, of World War III false flag, you know, back when I wrote this, the vision for the future of humanity. But this is what happens. You know, you raise the flag of how good things can be for our global village, you know, this new earth rebirth process that's evolving, you know, worldwide with this mass awakening of consciousness. And you might say the light brings up all unlike itself. You know, 5D is surging, 3D is purging. So, I mean, now is the time prophesied in Revelations, when a mass awakening brings tribulations with light surging and darkness purging. I mean, it goes with the territory. We've entered Aquarius. 5D frequency shift is now upon us, and this is morphing our mental matrix. Now, when I say 5D frequency shift, I've addressed this in many previous shows and articles about the Schumann resonance of the planet, the morphic grids of the Earth, the morphic grids as they affect consciousness, how the frequencies are increasing, you know, to alpha, higher alpha, theta, prevailing awareness. But their consciousness is shifting because the morphic field of the Earth is shifting as it enters into the deep space energies of Aquarius. In our precession of the equinox, you know, we're in a cycle as we're crossing the galactic plane and the energies from the great central sun. As we're stepped down through hundreds of billions of planets into our solar system, which is orbiting about two-thirds out from the great central sun of our galaxy, and is orbiting up and across the galactic plane of, again, hundreds of billions of star systems. And the intensity of that energy as we enter Aquarius at this time is causing a shift in consciousness, a frequency shift in the morphic energy grids of the Earth. And this resonates through the Schumann resonance and our own in that the energy field, you know, in the hemispheres of our brain. They now know that this is what's going on bioenergetically, you know, in our consciousness. So there's a mass awakening process going on. You might call it as an ascension to a high state that is rarely reported. I mean, there's a history to this process, and some futurists have been leading the way, you know, for a long time. And a vision for the future of humanity is now emerging to manifest Aquarius. This is the theme introduction at the beginning of this article I published back on May Day, May 1st, regarding a vision for the future of America. So now I have a message, and you can skip to the bottom of this. If you go to this article, this link on the future of humanity, some people, rather than, you know, going through the details that I'm going to go through now, would want to skip to, you know, St. Germain's May Day message that was given, you know, the morning of May 1st. But I've included it at the end of this article. And again, those who are who have clicked on the show notes regarding this article, The Future of Humanity, A Positive Vision, you can pull this up and you can go through as the narrative as I'm reading this and extemporizing on the narrative, and you can always pause it and watch the videos that I've included in here. But the story here is regarding, futurism as a renewal process. You can say this is futurism as a resurrection from the past. There's a quote by Karl Bard that I really like that says, though no one can go back and make a brand new start, anyone can start from now and make a brand new ending. I love that because, you know, this is basically, the spirit of, when I say futurism, this is a concept that we very rarely hear about. You know, of course, we don't get much of it in formal education or college. And the understanding of futurism, I kind of keynote into what happened with a leading futurist, Barbara Marx Hubbard, who died on April 10th, you know, here just about a month ago, April 10th, 2019. She was 90 years old. Now, the reason I mention her and kind of feature a story about her, I mean, I'd like to think that the millennial Aquarian age will remember this visionary futurist luminary, you know, Barbara Marx Hubbard, who inspired us on the threshold of Aquarian initiation. Most people don't know Barbara Marx Hubbard, her story. She was heir to the Marx Toys fortune, you know, the Barbie doll. And she co-founded, many years ago, the World Future Society, the Association for Global New Thought, the Club of Budapest, the Evolutionary Leaders. And she was co-chair of the Foundation for Conscious Evolution and the Center for Integral Wisdom. I mean, this is the story of an amazing lady, futurist. I mean, as the heir to the Marx Toys fortune, she could afford to do a lot of this stuff, but she basically sponsored a vision of the future for Americans over many years that are unequaled, you know, in history, right here at the cusp of the Aquarian Age. All the way back in the 1970s, Barbara formed the Committee for the Future in Washington, D.C., and she co-invented the SynCon process. Now, SynCon is an acronym for Synergy Convergence, SynCon. It's a Buckminster Fuller term. And she used, in the SynCon process, she utilized a lot of the design science process that futurist Buckminster Fuller had pioneered. Now, Buckminster Fuller, you know, one of my favorite guys. You know, I studied with him at the University of Pennsylvania. I'll go into that a little bit here. But anyway, Barbara did 17 of these SynCons, and she held 17 different ones with many different types of groups, including gang leaders from Los Angeles, space scientists from Huntsville, Alabama, and students at Southern Illinois University. Now, I met Barbara at a SynCon, a Synergy Convergence Conference, held in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building on Capitol Hill back in 1974. She organized this event as a visionary summit to bring together futurists and government leaders to envision the bicentennial era from 76 to 89, you know, from Declaration of Independence to ratification of the Constitution, the bicentennial. Several months earlier, I lectured at Buckminster Fuller's month-long World Game Studies workshop, after which a leader in the Committee for the Future, who was attending this World Game Studies workshop, he asked me to speak at the upcoming Capitol Hill SynCon. So in the article I've published, I have a photograph of Barbara speaking at this SynCon. I made this photograph while I was attending, before I spoke, and it was at the conclusion of this three-day SynCon that I gave the final presentation, a vision of how America could celebrate the bicentennial of revolution with an electronic upgrade of the Bill of Rights, our core freedoms of speech, assembly, press, religion, etc. I explained how this was possible by integrating the capabilities of the new cable television and computer technology for electronic town hall meetings, you know, real-time democracy, utilizing a universal interface for mass interaction in the way that cultures common sense consensus. I mean, it was possible back then with the new cable TV technology that was wiring the nation, satellite downlinks, and computer technology with many computers, you know, that could be used at the head end of cable systems to basically make it possible for people to use their telephone as a touchtone terminal to interact on a real-time basis to videos that they were watching on the cable system. I explain this in more detail, you know, in the article links that I provide in that article. So after my talk to these 10 agencies of the federal government, I had 10 sets of papers for these 10 agencies that were represented, including the United States Communications Agency, the U.S. Information Agency, and the American Revolutionary Bicentennial Commission, the ARBC, and others. What was really weird was that no one would look me in the eye as they came forward to get my thesis, you know, the paper that I had prepared for these 10 agencies. It was like I had done something wrong. And after I turned around to get my briefcase, the vice president of a junior college in New York City came up to me with wide eyes saying, "This would eliminate bureaucracy, and you're not going to hear from these agencies of the federal government." Well, the only thing I heard from the Capitol in the following weeks was clicking on my phone when I picked it up back in Ohio. I mean, it stopped when I started answering the phone with an Archie Bunker accent, you know, "A janitorial services, this is DA speaking." Anyway, it would eliminate bureaucracy, but not all at once. I mean, it took a long time to get this bad, and it would take several years to self-correct. You know, I thought, you know, naive me, you know, kind of a classic case of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, you know, that movie with Jimmy Stewart. Yet, isn't the elimination of bureaucracy the kind of revolution we needed then as now? I mean, you know, that was 45 years ago. And some would say I was ahead of my time. I mean, I didn't know what the deep state was then, but I'm well aware now how unelected bureaucrats and a myriad of FedGov agencies are more concerned with their lucrative careers as they expand their bureaucracies rather than a public accountability of an open, transparent nature. I mean, I get it, you know. Now, I get it. But I've been back to this, to the drawing board, you might say, this design science of this process, this interactive process for upgrading, you know, core freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government, etc. I mean, a thousand times since 1974, I've gone back to the drawing board and worked on this, looked at this, and, you know, to get this sense of the future of America, where it is now, you know, where it's going for a revolution in higher consciousness. And I've developed these models, global telecom and global telecare, that represents, you know, the capability of interactive communications technology for representing people more directly, including representing, you know, a global holistic healing tools and processes with information, online information, free online information services regarding, you know, the analysis, prevention, basically management of all disease. The capabilities are there. The technology is there. I've talked about this, written about this in many previous shows, articles, and I have links in the context of this story on the future, you know, a positive future, a vision for a future humanity, that you can read those links if you have, if this is new to you, about global telecom, you know, the next phase of the computer internet revolution, you know, Web 3.0 cyber ethics, what that looks like, how that will work, where this is the trending of technology as far as real intelligence, not artificial intelligence, but for creating consensus, common sense consensus of what's working best for not just holistic healing, but self-governing of our social, political, and economic institutions. Anyway, in my vision of the world game, you know, this like Buckminster Fuller's World Game Studies workshop, I see Barbara Marx Hubbard behind the scenes inspiring futurists who would further her extraordinary work with conscious evolution in the wilderness of cognitive dissonance and deep state psychopathy. In other words, you know, I'd like to think that Barbara Marx Hubbard's on the other side of the veil, and that you know, her great attainment and momentum of mastery and pure intention that has focused attention on a positive vision for humanity, that that reservoir of good energy is, you know, on the other side of the veil, will overshadow and inspire visionaries, you know, futurists, you know, that really are sincerely devoted to practical spirituality. In other words, you know, working models for conscious evolution and transcending and transmuting all this deep state craziness we see in the world today. So I, in that article, I provide in that article a video of Barbara Marx Hubbard, you know, that was her story, a vision for the future of humanity, a positive vision that was given back in 2012. And this was at the Prophets Conference, you know, that was called a 2012 Tipping Point in Vancouver, Canada. And it's, you know, this is a lady that was, what, 83 at that time? 82. So much of the spirit of this article, and I'm going to continue on with it because, you know, like I say, she passed just a month ago. But back at about 2012, shortly after she gave this presentation, there was another futurist, visionary and futurist, inspired by Buckminster Fuller, as Barbara Marx Hubbard was largely inspired by Buckminster Fuller. And this visionary futurist is Foster Gamble, who launched the Thrive Movement. And for those of you who know of Foster Gamble and the Thrive Movement and watch the video, which I provide the trailer to his story, his futurist visionary, you know, thesis, the pilot trailer, you know, of the Thrive Movement and the Thrive video, I provide, you know, in this story, in this article, Future of Humanity, Positive Vision for the Future of Humanity, and you can watch that. And it's just only about a few minutes long, you know, the trailer. If you have seen the full Thrive Movement movie, and I provide a link for that, you will, it's an eye-opener. This, like, it takes kind of like what where Barbara Marx Hubbard left off, Foster Gamble picked up. You know, he continued on. He took it to the next level. He brought in the quantum field science, quantum reality, and a lot of these futuristic technologies that have been suppressed, he talks about them. So this Thrive Movement, this Thrive movie, lifts the veil on what's really going on in our world by following the money upstream, you know, uncovering the global consolidation of power in nearly every aspect of our lives. It's an amazing movie. If you haven't seen it, you know, it's well worth your time because it has almost all the elements regarding the situation with global geopolitics, you know, the money, the pyramid of power, and the central banking, and all this as relates to the potential for breakthroughs in science, consciousness, and activism. So the Thrive Movement offers real solutions, empowering us with unprecedented and bold strategies for reclaiming our lives and our future. And I provide a link to a Cosmic Love show I did back in 2012 where I interviewed Foster Gamble, and you can begin if you're following along with the narrative from that link on this article on the future of humanity. You can pause this and you can watch that or listen to that Cosmic Love show, just as you can pause it and watch the Thrive movie. So it's interesting, and this is where it gets really interesting, the link between Barbara Marx Hubbard and Foster Gamble, that it's interesting that the solutions model promoted by the Thrive Movement is basically the same one promoted by Barbara Marx Hubbard in her SynCons. And what they both include is this, like this circle of wholeness, so to speak, the community, that's all divided up in like a wagon wheel and all these segments, you know, compartmentalized components to this, you know, the whole of the whole. And there's a lot to be said about it, but what they both lack is a mass interactive model, such as Web 3.0 cyber ethics, which those who have followed, you know, the Cosmic Love show and the blogs know that I'm referring to hardware, you know, the next phase of the computer internet revolution after hardware, software, and netware, this hardware, what that is, how that works as far as culturing consensus without interference by gatekeepers of the interactive process. Now, this is a really important point. This was a huge point I talked about in my presentation to 10 agencies of the federal government, that the problem has been who's the gatekeeper, who controls access to cable television and public access with cable TV systems. Because back at that time when I gave that presentation in 1974 to the 10 agencies of the federal government, back at that time the U.S. government had mandated that all these cable TV systems were being installed across the United States must include 3 public access channels so the public can have access to the cable TV system to originate videos and presentations for the public. You know, like it's called public access. But who controls that gatekeeper function, you know, in the cable TV systems? What's happened is a lot of communities across the United States would censor. They were gatekeepers. The city councils would censor who was able to use the cable system. They were the gatekeepers. And the interactive process whereby people could originate videos for public access and then people could evaluate presentations, you know, by creating new videos, new presentations, you know, a town hall meeting kind of a concept where a whole community, local or regional, whatever, people could originate videos and then people in that local area could watch them and participate, interact. Of course, ideally would be in a real-time way, but again, with the gatekeeper function and the technology back then, it was very limited how much interaction there could be. Well, we're seeing now with big technology, with Wikipedia, Twitter, Google, and Facebook, we're seeing how they've become gatekeepers of the interactive capabilities of the new internet technology. It's the same critical issue. Who's the gatekeeper of the interactive process? And we're now seeing that Wikipedia, Twitter, Google, and Facebook have been blacklisting, shadow banning, deplatforming, or otherwise censoring websites that don't fit the deep state's media matrix of political correctness. I mean, to put it bluntly, tyranny is afoot. I mean, not unlike the suppression of core freedoms that led to the American Revolution. But now it's a global affair. I mean, the enemy is in the gate. Big tech has become like a Trojan horse. And unbridled corporatocracy has hijacked government. I mean, the deep state is so desperate for control, it is pushing genocidal 5G DNA corruption for disruption of 5D mass enlightenment. Now, I need to decompress that or unravel that. You know, that's quite a statement. That what's going on with 5G wireless radiation, which is proven to corrupt the DNA of human, as in no future for humanity. I mean, it's a serious issue. And this is, again, if the deep state wants to maintain the status quo, they've got to disrupt mass enlightenment. You know, when I say 5D, this higher dimensional energies, frequencies, Schumann resonance, this shift to a higher consciousness, I mean, we're seeing like a really evil thing going on with 5G. I mean, this, we're talking about an extinction-level crisis, folks. I mean, there's no future with nefarious, militarized 5G wireless irradiation of our lives 24/7. 5G's damage to DNA has proven health dangers. It would mean mutational devolution of future generations. Now, again, it just when I say 5G, this is like the opposite of 5D. It's like the nemesis of 5D, fifth dimensional, higher dimensional, you know, age of Aquarian thinking. So we're talking about, you know, these energies of 5D are surging, and this, you know, the 3D energy is purging and is acting out. And part of the acting out is promoting things like 5G wireless radiation, which you know, is a militarized capability for, you know, for virtually mind control. Excuse me. Anyway, this thing with the big tech gatekeepers and the medical industrial complex would make a killing as our health goes haywire with this 5G wireless radiation. I mean, there's no future there. So I'm talking about a positive future, and I'm talking about the nemesis of a positive future is you might say, paradigm paralysis, you know, of 3D and 5G radiation. This is a lot, I know, for sometimes people listening to this for the first time, if they haven't heard me talk about this before, but in summary, what I'm saying, it's kind of a do-or-die situation for visionary futurists among us. I mean, the true test of spirituality is practicality, and right now, there's nothing more valuable than a practical vision for conscious evolution on Earth with an internet age upgrade of our horse and buggy representation systems. I mean, sooner or later, the family of mankind will get its act together in our global village with an upgrade of those five core internet freedoms that represent the Bill of Rights at the heart of the U.S. Constitution. I mean, this movement is beyond racism, sexism, or nationalism that divides us. It's about the vision of virtue and valor for the victory that unites us as united sovereigns of Earth, or as Bucky Fuller might say, an uncompromised metaphysical initiative of unbiased integrity will generate a high state that makes the deep state obsolete. And I love the quote, as I finish this article, I love the quote by Thomas Paine, you know, U.S. founding father and citizen journalist Thomas Paine, who wrote Common Sense That Sparked the American Revolution. And he said, "We have it in our power to begin the world over again." So here we are on the cusp of Aquarius. There is a revolution, a global revolution in higher consciousness going on for the United Sovereigns of Earth, just like there was a revolution in the United States going on back at the time of Thomas Paine to basically that sparked the American Revolution, you know, the common sense that sparked the American Revolution that basically has shined for the world since then. as a model of representative democracy, which has been co-opted and inverted, subverted, and perverted by the deep state. But in a twinkling of an eye and a heartbeat, you know, things can, the transformation process can involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with a whole new model and momentum of culturing social conscience, you know, like a revolution in higher conscience, of unity and diversity, you know, common sense, of global netizens as sovereigns, global sovereigns, the united sovereigns of Earth, you know, our global village, you know, uniting. So it's like we're at a stage where it's going global. You know, the idea of the first principles of freedom and opportunity and democracy and the Bill of Rights, you know, an electronic upgrade of our core freedoms, and freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, what that will look like with net neutrality and internet capabilities for originating YouTube videos, evaluating them, electronic town hall meetings, with communities being able to interact on a mass-to-mass levels with an interactive, a universal interactive interface for real-time mass communications. Now, those who haven't read the links regarding this, that may sound like an awful lot of pie in the sky, but the technology is there, the capabilities are there. What that looks like and how that works is a positive vision for the future of humanity. Okay, I wanted to go through that positive vision before I get into the story today as far as the serious aspects of what we're looking at with this. When I say World War III, you know, a false flag, you know, I began with that, I'm going to finish up with that. I'm going to go into that now. The reality report, urgent alert, World War III false flag. Now, this is a preemptive exposure, which is to say the false flag has been busted. I'm going to go into that in terms of a real true geopolitical crisis has been going on this last week. And the quote in one of the articles below is that this is a perilous moment for the Republic. So what's going on, folks, is the saber rattling for World War III is intensifying. You know, the U.S. strike force deployed to Iran this last week. And what's going on behind the scenes, and I'm going to be going deeper with this as I go into this article, that the Western banking system is tanking. You know, war is the cover story because global economic reset is imminent. And I've been talking about this the last couple of years, and it's been like two steps forward, one step back. We've been moving towards it. Now we're right on the threshold of some major revelations coming out with the economy unraveling, a new economy coming to take its place with quantum computer and a new economic, global economic system. It's quite a story about that. And in the meantime, the deep state has hit the wall of the high state. Again, this theme of 5D, fifth dimensional consciousness is surging, and 3D is purging. 3D, egoic, you know, limited consciousness. When I say is purging, it's, you might say it's acting out. It's hit the wall and doing what it can to it's losing control and it's out of control, trying to restore control. But things move on. You know, civilization, energies, consciousness, the Aquarian energies are, you know, they're coming through more and more. So I say at the beginning of this article, prayer warriors, you know what to do. Target all the intrigue and treachery, as I go into in this article, with laser precision, intention, attention, and love retention for conscious ascension and a dimension of unified comprehension, common sense for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. So that's kind of the keynote. I mean, this reality report, in a cosmic nutshell, you might say, is that the deep state may want World War III, but the veil is thinning. 5D is winning, and Aquarius is beginning. I mean, you may have noticed, and again, I refer to the previous article on, you know, Game Over, that the deep state is in a panic. Their time is short, the tide has turned, and corporate media has lost control of the narrative to independent internet truth tellers. So the corporate media, deep state, I mean, they're resorting to blatant censorship, character assassination, and abject propaganda. I mean, there's a lot of deep state wailing and gnashing of teeth on the boob tube and national propaganda radio, you know, NPR. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of good stuff on television, and there's a lot of good stuff on NPR, but there's a lot of just flat-out propaganda and disinformation. I mean, and there's a quote I've got here. I mean, part of what's going on is revealed in a video below by Corey Good. It's an interview by Corey Good from May 7th, what was just a few days ago. And I'll be referencing that as I go into this copy that come down the home stretch. But, you know, what Corey Good says at 8 minutes and 55 seconds into this interview is that in the process of what's going on right now with disinformation in the media, all the deep state actors are going to reveal themselves. Now, this all plays out into what's explained for those who follow QAnon and understand what's going on with the alliance of white hats in the military and key intel agencies, that, you know, how they're preparing indictments on numerous deep state actors. So we're seeing kind of a civil war playing out in the deep state's mass media bread and circuses mind control matrix. I mean, and if you dive a little deeper behind the scenes, it's all about the money for control of the 3D matrix of divisive disconnect from 5D, you know, unity consciousness, common sense. When I refer to COMD, I'm talking about unified field conscientious common sense. You know, that's like it's a higher perception of it with a spherical consciousness, with an intuitive knowing that's all connected rather than compartmentalized and divided and conquered by, you know, all this divisive disconnect and disinformation and dysfunction and dis-ease we see in mainstream media. I mean, in time, this all becomes clear. I mean, time is 4D. Talk about 3D, talk about 5D. Well, the bridge is, you know, the perception of time is 4D. And the shift of power and policies from centralized top-down programming to decentralized global sovereigns, this is just a matter of time before this happens. It's moving in this direction. This is the paradigm shift. This is the quantum shift, the energy shift, the 5D shift. And in the meantime, with this paradigm shift, we're seeing, you know, the shift is from lockstep, linear, letter of the law thinking to an open-minded, nonlinear spirit of the law. And this is changing how we see everything. So this is, you know, in the meantime, you know, 4D, as we go from 3D to 5D, this paradigm shift is going on, and it's changing how we see everything. One of the big things that's going on, the big changes, is global economic reset. And this global economic reset is in process as we speak. It's been going on the last several years. I've been writing about it and talking about it occasionally. Corporate media is not reporting this. Unless you read independent foreign news reports, you would know that most of the civilized world has aligned with China, Russia, and the BRICS nations to cooperate on the Silk Road Economic Belt and the 21st Century Maritime Silk Road. We never hear about this in the West. People all over the world are hearing about it, but Western media keeps us blacked out. There's a whole cooperative venture going on of win-win trading partners that's most of the civilized world now. You know, I mean, we're talking about most of Africa, most of Eurasia, much of South America, and the you know this the West is being isolated more and more, and what's going on here is that the U.S. Western hegemonic empire mindset is being isolated in the world community, which is moving ahead with a new, the world's moving ahead with a new economic order based more on cooperative win-win open systems rather than competitive win-lose closed systems. I mean, look at the trade war going on right now between the United States and China and the United States in Iran. I mean, it's a war with Iran. Censorship, if you think about it, censorship of free speech is the hallmark of tyrannical closed systems. In other words, highly centralized, top-down programming of the mass mind with no interaction, you know, deep state media. Now, the Internet was the great promise of highly decentralized and interactive open systems, until Facebook, Google, and other big tech giants decided to do evil by blacklisting, shadow banning, deplatforming, and outright censoring open truth-telling. I mean, folks, there is a war for the soul. This is a war for the soul of America. I mean, let's be honest. What we're seeing is a battle going on for the soul of America. Things are heating up. Corporate media is incessantly demonizing Iran. Trump has put crippling sanctions on Iran's sovereign right to sell oil and minerals to whoever they want. I mean, if people knew that World War II with Japan was caused by a U.S. blockade of their oil that was strangling their economy, and they saw the parallel to what's going on with the U.S. strangling Iran's economy with with economic sanctions like a economic blockade, they would be in shock that it's the same playbook. I mean, how many Americans know what's now historical fact and when I say settled history, it's settled for anyone that follows the internet revelations regarding all this, the global awareness that Pearl Harbor was allowed to happen, just like 9/11, to rally American support for war. I mean, it's the same playbook now, today. The difference is that Iran is a proxy extension and protectorate of Russia and China. So we're talking about we go to war with Iran and we go to war with Russia and China. So this article goes into then provide a link, and the one I'm reading from regarding the reality report, that there's a media blackout regarding U.S. and Iran tensions, and how they're rising. And Iran has claimed arrest of 290 CIA agents. And the U.S., of course, has sent two aircraft carriers to the Mediterranean, and Bolton and Pompeo are issuing threats. It's like the saber rattling is off the chart. And as soon as I heard that the U.S. strike force was going to Iran, I wondered how soon we might see a false flag event to sell Americans on support of war with Iran, if not with Russia and China. I mean, this would have to be one heck of a false flag of event. I mean, they've got to have an enemy, some kind of strong illusion and delusion to make World War III seem plausible. I mean, I'm a chess player, and I know the playbook of the deep state. Every day since Sunday's deployment of the strike force, I monitored alternative news sites to see signs of a false flag, and it didn't take long. I mean, the next day, there was an article published that Bolton... Bolton's Iranian thugs were busted planning attack on U.S. naval forces. But you can watch the video on this. I mean, it's really shocking that, Bolton, who is, the war hawk in Trump cabinet regarding, foreign affairs, we're talking about, we're talking about extremely a serious accusation here that he was caught and a bunch of Iranian Americans were caught trying to actually purchase a speedboats to do like a Gulf of Tonkin thing with attacking the aircraft carriers. The difference today from the Gulf of Tonkin is that one of those speedboats with a silkworm missile, you know, the Russian and Chinese have these silkworm missiles that travel at like Mach 3 and they have a mini nuke on the warhead and will take out an aircraft carrier. Now imagine if that happened. I mean, that would be like 9/11. I mean, we're talking about, and they were caught. These thugs were busted. So you can watch the video there. The guy gets kind of into a Christian religious trip at the end of the video. But the content, the information in the video, at the beginning, the first half of it or so, is, I mean, this is the kind of stuff in news reports, this is the kind of stuff that leaks out and goes into alternative media all over Europe and all over, all over the world except in the United States. I mean, the whole world gets a lot of this kind of news, but not corporate U.S. media. They don't want the American public seeing this kind of stuff. So there's another article here, and this was a really good article with some other videos that you can watch from the Millennium Report. It was on May 9th, 2019, and in this article you can read it and watch the videos. And I provided, again, this links is in the show notes. This is the Reality Report for May 2019. The insider says, Israel poised to stage false flag attack against U.S. targets to start a war with Iran. And to quote from that piece, war is in the air. This Connor Friedrichsdorf intoned in the Atlantic Monthly on Friday, warning that high-ranking officials in the Trump administration are embarking on new wars of choice without congressional approval. Quote, showing disregard for the Constitution and the public's anti-war sentiments. It is a perilous moment for the Republic, wrote this Connor Friedrichsdorf from the Atlantic on Friday. So in summary, I'm going to kind of wrap this up. The chess move of Bolton to hire Iranian thugs to perpetrate a false flag has been exposed, busted, and ironically, this is the real irony, anti-Trump Democrats and the deep state, both of whom are weary of the Russiagate dead horse, seem to be positioning for the moral high ground by attacking Trump for his warmongering. I mean, we're not talking about checkmate, but this is definitely check while mass awakening progresses. And this mass awakening process is a global power shift from bipolar win-lose, you know, 3D, to cooperative hemispheric win-win, you know, 5D. I mean, the whole truth as a global common sense is countering the big lie of deep state divisiveness. And the 2019 global revolution is accelerating. Birth of a New Earth wants cooperative telecommunity for co-creation for united sovereigns of Earth. So meanwhile, the Genesis Project with a global telecom vision for culturing social conscience and social networks is gaining traction, and new disclosures of the secret space program are paving the way for suppressed energy technologies that could liberate humanity from the big oil petrodollar rationale for war to seize Venezuelan and Iranian oil. So then I go into another video on a split in the secret space program. The split in the UFO community regarding the secret space program. And the quote by Corey Good in this video, this interview, is that the narrative about the secret space program scares the hell out of the deep state. And it goes into this. You know, Corey Good dives deep into how the Rockefellers and Rothschilds have infiltrated the entire UFO disclosure community and how some of the top people in this community have ties that go back to the deep state. And he says a lot of interesting things in this video, if you can watch it. He talks about spirituality is the largest component of evolution. And he says that you have to be responsible beings to use these technologies, these new technologies, because they could be used for evil. And obviously, the world needs a high state of cooperative win-win before technology is harnessed for the benefit of all of us, the United Sovereigns of Earth. So I'm going to finish on that note with a quote from Thierry Desjardins, and I'm not sure how you pronounce his name, where he says, and it's a famous quote, "Man can harness the winds, the waves, and the tides, but when he can harness the power of love, then for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire." So keep the faith, folks. See the good. Make it so. Thanks for listening. Keep in touch. Look forward to getting back with you in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, you can always tune in to my blog on the Internet. I have contacts and information on the homepage. So look forward to getting back to you soon. Happy trails. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.